Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are giving just a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. It reads, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." I don't know about you, but this kind of image doesn't fill me with joy, the idea of being uncovered and laid bare. Recently, I've been flying a bit and been through a number of airport security situations, and many people in front of me have put their bag and belongings through the scanners and been embarrassed to find that there's some liquids in there they'd forgotten to show or put in a separate clear plastic bag, or things that should have been in their baggage had gone into their hand luggage and had to open up their suitcases and have them rifled through by the authorities there to check that things aren't in there that shouldn't be there. It's very embarrassing for all that to be exposed for everybody to see. God's been merciful with me, and so far I haven't had that happen to me, but I expect it will one day. I'll forget something. That kind of openness, that kind of having things revealed, is a very uncomfortable feeling. And yet it should not be that way between us and God, because God reveals things for our benefit. He does it so that we can be refined, so that we can be closer to him, so that our hearts can be purified. And the writer to the Hebrews is reminding them that, well, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. So we might, I suppose, as well, be real and be open with him as it is. Everything is uncovered. It is laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. We do have to give account. It's a real pain at the airport to have all that security. But on the other hand, I'd rather there was a bit of a delay so that terrorists or people with bad motives can't smuggle things onto a plane that shouldn't be there. It's actually there for our benefit, even though it's annoying. And sometimes we need to have that right attitude towards the way that God reveals things in us and for us. Not to be so concerned about our embarrassment, but more grateful that he actually cares. The word uncovered here, it can also be translated naked. And the phrase laid bare means bent back. It's the same phrase for when an animal's throat is ready to be cut. It's bent back, or it's like a wrestler with an exhausted opponent in a grip, with the head held back in a paralyzing grip. I mean, it's a expression of vulnerability. And since we're so vulnerable, we're so needy. And he's going to go on in a moment in verses 14, 15, and 16 to show us how we find the mercy that we need. God is our judge. We do have to give an account. Romans 14, verse 12, each of us will give an account of himself to God. And John 12, 48, that very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day. There is an account, and there should be. But there is also mercy. And we're coming to that in verses 14 to 16. So I suppose the challenge that's in this verse contains also an encouragement. If you have a choice between letting the doctor examine you right away, even though it may be uncomfortable, or waiting until he or she can do a post-mortem on you, after it's too late, it's wise to go for the first. And let us go to our spiritual doctor. Let's go to God and let him examine us. Let him refine us. Let him uncover anything that is displeasing to him and that is not righteous, so that we can deal with it now and repent of it now and not have to face the challenge of judgment in the future. This is a great encouragement as well as it is a challenge. But again, this writer lays this before the people he's writing to because he cares. And let us allow people to bring the word of God to us. Even if it's uncomfortable, if they challenge things in us and reveal things in us that are not godly, let us be grateful and not grumpy. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 14. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, we're at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you'll find us in iTunes under MCCX in the podcasts section. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.